Well, with me now is Ian Bond, Director of Foreign Policy at the Centre for European Reform. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
As well as that incident, what do you make of what the Defence Secretary Michael Fallon has said as well, that the increase in Russian defence spending is clearly worrying, and he's also worried about President Putin himself and his ambitions into countries like Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania?
Well, he's right to be worried. What we've seen over the last year in Ukraine is an indication that President Putin has a rather flexible attitude to other people's borders and other people's territory. And the level of Russian defense spending has something like quadrupled in the time that President Putin has been in office, at a time when Western defense budgets have been falling.
Are we looking at the prospect of a new Cold War warming up here, as Mr. Fallon seems to suggest?
I think we already have a new Cold War, in effect. I mean, the level of propaganda and hostility that is coming out of the Russian media directed towards the West is absolutely extraordinary. I mean, it is certainly comparable with anything that went on during the Cold War. So I fear, you know, we're already at that point.
But what's your narrative leading up to this? I've spoken to people this last few weeks who strongly believe that, and there was that speech from Henry Kissinger earlier in the week, wasn't there? Strongly believe that we made mistakes with how we treated Russia, how we treated Putin in particular, not just over Ukraine, but before that.
I don't really buy this narrative. The fact is that in the 1990s, when Russia was in the most god-awful mess following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the West, first of all, lent Russia enormous sums of money to try and help its economy to get back on its feet, and secondly, included it in various international bodies like what had been the G7 and became the G8, to give it a seat at the top table, to give it a position as one of the leading nations of the world, which at the time, certainly on economic grounds, it didn't deserve. You know, lots of efforts were made to include the Russians in the settlement of international disputes and so on, whether it was in the Middle East or in the Balkans. And this sort of narrative that, you know, the West humiliated Russia during the 1990s and now it's payback time simply doesn't stand up to historical scrutiny.
What needs to happen now, do you think?
Well, the West needs to take its own defence a lot more seriously, and I think that's one of the messages from what the Defence Secretary said today. It is pretty modest to have a target of spending 2% of GDP on defence, and yet there is hardly a country in Europe which reaches that target, and the UK is likely to drop below it ourselves within a year or two. So that's one thing. And in terms of what happens in Ukraine, I mean, first of all, we have to increase the cost to Russia of offensive action in Ukraine. And secondly, we have to help Ukraine itself to achieve economic stability, which is very far from it at the moment.
Does this make Trident, you know, there are big political guns opposed to Trident. Does this make Trident more likely?
It probably does. There's a very difficult question here, which is what you actually need for deterrent purposes, and the calculation of whether you need to have as many missiles as we have now or some smaller number, and how you would base them and so on. That's all very complicated and difficult to decide. But it's much harder to say under current circumstances, as these potentially nuclear-armed Russian bombers are flying up to our borders, that we would be a safer country if we did not have our own nuclear deterrent.
It was interesting to hear Bill Browder on the on LBC last week with James O'Brien. He's a, you might be aware, an international businessman who's based in Moscow for most of his working life, and ended up becoming number one enemy of Vladimir Putin certainly in a business sense. He said when he was talking to James, this is a man who, we're not dealing with a sane individual here, we're dealing with a man who will take everybody down if he wants to, if he doesn't get his way. Do you see him like that?
I'm not going to go into his sanity because I'm not a psychiatrist. But you know, Bill Browder has been eye to eye with him certainly more than many. What I would say is that in Putin's own sort of authorized biography, which came out just before he first became president, he pointed to his own KGB psychological profile from when he was recruited, that said he had an unusually low sense of danger.
Mm.
And that makes him a danger for the rest of us.
Yeah.
This is somebody who doesn't necessarily appreciate the risks of particular courses of action.
Yeah, actually, I think on sanity, I think Bill Browder said he was sane. Now I'm thinking about it. He is sane. He just has a very different rationale to the rest of us. And by us, I mean the West. But we shall see. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. Putin sees the world as out to get him. And that colours what he does.
Thank you, Ian Bond, Director of Foreign Policy at the Centre for European Reform. We'll continue our conversation about this museum, or a reconstruction, really, of Hitler's bunker. It's a long way from Berlin. Some of you have been to the real site and were disappointed to find that it wasn't there. So maybe you'd appreciate this one. We heard a few moments ago from somebody who very much objected to the idea of a reconstruction of Hitler's bunker where he and Eva Braun committed suicide at the end of World War II. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. It's